What did you do?
I can't hold it back anymore.
What did you do?
I'm really sorry.
What is this?
This feels like a principal's office moment right here. Taking that slow walk in front of the class, opening the door into the lonely, echoey hallway as you go to the principal's office in shame.
This is a... Is this Miko? A disco Miko Christmas?
Ryan, this is Yuletide Disco, my friend. And although it says this is the 12 days of Christmas, it seems like the 25 days of Christmas.
It seems, yeah.
This is performed by Mirror Image. Now, this came out on Pickwick Records in 1979.
Of course it did.
This is no imitation, my friend.
Year.
Well, this isn't your fake, you know, late, let's get a disco thing going in, you know, 90s. This is...
The real deal.
Oh, yeah.
It is very much...
You can smell the disco sweat on this thing.
Looks like there might be a little Coke still left on that album.
Oh, I bet there is, man. Yeah, and of course, you know, check out the groovy chick dance and all the cool...
Yeah, they got their disco poses there.
Yeah, big time, man. So, yeah, this is a horrible record. I got it cheap.
Way to start. Yeah. Way to start the show.
Take it off, dickhead. I'm serious.
It is a pathetically shabby Christmas.
Oh, there's one part, you know, those old Simmons drums. Boo, 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 boo.
Oh, no.
I think it was, I forget which one song, but the drummer did a solo like God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen or some shit like that. It was boo, 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 boo. I was laughing so hard. I'm like, I got to play some of this shit.
He spent hours getting those tuned just right.
I got
so much coke.
The drummer. Oh, yes. Yeah. Tuning those Simmons.
Yeah.
And they're so out of tune. The guy had the good shit, apparently.
Yes.
So here we are. Yeah. Disco Fevers. It's a dance party.
It is.
Sadly.
Wow.
Yeah.
I can taste the coke in the back of my throat.
Let's roll a boogie!
Woo! All right.
Woo!
Abbey Road Records show.
Heavy metal, rock and roll is always going to be with us. Day after day, year after year, it's never going to die.
Who likes rock and roll? Yeah!
Abbey Road Records show.
Put down the boxing gloves and try and just get it together.
Well, hey, Laba!
Hey, Laba!
Hey, Laba!
The Shabby Road Record Show is on the air, your hipster-free vinyl podcast. I'm your host, Ryan McKay, and I'm joined by a man who knows Frosty the Snowman personally. Well, it was the nickname of his coke dealer in the 80s, A.D. Adams!
That's right! Yes, and welcome one and all to our festive Christmas extravaganza. Here we are at Shabby Road Studio, where Christmas hope turns to defeat, where joy meets despair, and where holiday tradition is thrown promptly onto the dung heap. How are you, Ryan?
Oh, I'm good.
Are you
I'm
feeling
excited.
The Christmas spirit? Oh,
I do. I feel the Christmas, there's energy in the room tonight.
Yes.
There's lots of good cheer and goodwill toward men and women.
And yep, and everything in between.
That's right.
Have you noticed a mistletoe on my belt buckle tonight?
I did. I ignored it. I chose to ignore it.
I'm glad you did.
Right. Yeah, as everyone else will.
You never know who's going to show up. Yeah,
that's true. That's true. We have a very festive night planned for you here tonight. Of course, we have the usual great vinyl selections. Don't let that disco thing throw you off. There's going to be some great music here tonight. We'll see. We'll see what happens. But let's first give a shout out to our pals over at nameonanything.com, everybody.
Nameonanything.com.
You know, if you have an elf-tossing team and you need some jerseys printed up, say you're the North Pole All-Stars or whatever, and you toss elves during the off-season, then, my God, if you're not at nameonanything.com ordering those jerseys right now, then you're crazy.
Ryan, it's funny you should mention elves, because, you know, I think the cute thing about elves, really, is that they're so adorable when they're little. And unlike puppies, they stay that way. But the problem is they look so much alike. And nameonanything.com, you can buy your elves uniforms, like personal elf outfits, right?
Uh-huh.
So you can tell the little boogers apart.
That's right.
Nameonanything.com.
Did we... and you'll save 10%, which is the height of an elf to a normal man.
That's almost 9%. Yes. In millimeters.
10% if you mention Shabby Road Record Show. That's where you heard about nameonanything.com. So make sure you do that and save 10%. Yeah.
That's that's a lot of percent.
Did we both do elf jokes for our little name on anything?
Yeah. How about that? Like,
get out of
the,
my brain.
Yeah,
man.
Right? Ooh, you
that is
like
a
it
Christmas tragedy. Well, you know what's not a tragedy is the fact that there's beer here at Shabby Road ABS.
It's impossible. That can't happen. Or can it?
Maureen Dugan says, yes, it can and it will.
Oh, Maureen Dugan.
A six-pack of beer, which will get us good and lubed while we go through all of our Christmas
good
festivities.
Good and lubed. That was one of my films.
Yeah.
I had a Burl Ives goatee on that one.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
I'd put on some weight, but I
it was both holly and jolly.
It was.
Well, she went by our website, shabbyroadrecordshow.com, and there you will find a big frosty mug of beer. And just below that is a PayPal link that you can donate some money here that gets immediately turned into beer and put into the fridge week after week. And it keeps the good times rolling here at Shabby Road. So thank you, Maureen Dugan.
Thank you.
We love that.
I'm drinking one right now.
We really appreciate that.
Yeah, so Dundee's Honey Brown.
I guess we should go around the room and say hello to our different friends here. We've got Ricky Serrano, of course, running the controls.
Hey. Hello. Hi.
And he's brought with him Hal 5000.
Merry Christmas,
motherfucker! Whoa, such rage.
All right.
Such rage.
Woo, he's in a festive spirit.
And let's see, next to him, Little Leeser's here to celebrate with us.
Little Leeser, Cavallino. Cavallino. Tuzzo is in the house.
Merry Christmas, Lisa. Leeser.
Leeser.
And Crash Daddy's here again.
Crash
Daniel.
Daddy.
You've got a whole...
and he brought it like a... He's got like a posse.
Yeah.
Crash Daddy.
Bodyguards.
Yeah, Dave. Yeah, actually babysitters. And it takes two.
It does take
two. Yeah, we got Dave and Cindy here for the first time. Nice to meet you folks. Thanks for hanging out with us. And of course, she's back. Our liquid mistress. Liz Morgan is back. She is concocting more Christmas liquid, Christmas mischief in a
Christmas
glass.
Christmas liquid was one of your films as well.
Yes, it was. Subtitled,
sorry.
Heavy on the Nog. It was a good one. I didn't have a mustache in that one.
No?
No facial hair.
No, it's later in your
career. I think the only film I actually didn't have facial hair in.
Yeah. It's a good one.
Ironic, because I was playing Santa Claus.
It was a bold choice.
It was, well, you know, it was a stretch. I think it stretched my abilities.
That's not
amongst
a
other things. But I'm bougie.
Hey, take it easy.
Oh, ouch.
So Liz has doled out a couple of new drinks here, and we should definitely give these recipes out because they're delicious. All eggnog involved.
Yes, of course. We have our fire nog.
And it has eggnog, fireball. A little bit of maraschino cherry juice.
My goodness.
I knew a stripper named Maraschino Cherry Juice.
Wow. This podcast is in the toilet already. It's
and
Christmas.
The other one we haven't got a name for yet, but it's eggnog, rum chata, a little bit of Nutella, and fireball. And
Nutella?
Then, yeah.
Do you melt it down? What do you do?
No, it's you just put a little dollop in the glass, then shake it.
Dollop, it's like moist. That word and moist. Dollop.
Dollop?
Moist.
You equate dollop and moist
together? It's just dollop's kind of a creepy word.
Moist. That's my favorite word.
Okay.
Dollop.
It's Christmas.
Ryan, you have a dollop.
Let's try to have some decorum.
No. Anyway, name my drink, please.
Yes. We need a name for your rum chata drink.
Yes.
So,
rum chata fireball.
Chattanooga.
Chattanooga.
That's a city in Tennessee.
Yeah. Chattanooga.
Chattanooga.
Chattanooga, yeah. Tennessee.
It's Chattanooga.
Chattanooga.
Yeah.
Chattanooga ball.
Oh, my God. What is that sound?
Oh, whoa.
Oh, no.
Hey, what's going on?
What's going on out there?
Come on.
Hold
on.
Oh.
Oh,
my God. It's him. He's back.
Santa Claus.
It's magic.
Wow. I made it. I'm time.
I didn't think you had a chimney.
Tell me I'm on time. I'm speeding very fast. Faster than I probably should have. More than the speed limit.
More than the speed limit.
I'm here to see you boys.
Hey.
Hi, Sam. Santa.
Look, huh?
How are you, Santa? You look great.
It's been a year.
Slimmed down, right?
You have slimmed down.
Have you been working out?
Santa Claus is here, ladies and gentlemen.
A low-carb diet or something.
Yeah.
Dateline, are you on Tinder? Is that what's happening now?
I don't know. I got secretaries to take care of that. Ooh, they're good looking.
Oh, well, of course.
Oh, I've got some good looking secretaries now. You know,
how are you, Santa?
I don't remember. It's not important anymore. Not important. What did we talk about last year? I had just gotten dumped by my wife.
You were sort of emancipated, I believe, at that point in time.
She ran off with the head elf, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I've been trying to forget that this entire year. Done a great job of it.
Yo, good.
Oh, it's been a perfect job.
Good.
So have you spent some time on vacation? Been traveling much?
You know when you got bells everywhere on you? Well... There's some women in here, and I'm getting a little excited. Stop.
You're not sneaking up on anybody tonight, Santa.
No. It's not working for me.
That might be the problem. You lose the bells, you know, maybe.
Well, no, I can't do that.
Or maybe the fact you have to sneak up on them.
Well, I mean, to be honest with you, Santa, I hoped against hope that you and Mrs. Claus would have patched things up this year. And
not happening, dude.
No?
Oh, no, man. I've got so many.
She's still with the head elf?
Everything. I got them everywhere in the world.
You got chicks everywhere.
I can go to Africa in 5 seconds. Whack, I'm Africa. It's amazing.
Is that where the hottest chicks
are? On the dating
are?
Line, I can go Africa to Argentina all in about 2 hours because I don't want to spend any more time there. I mean, you know, whatever.
Yeah, you're busy. You're busy, man.
I'm busy. It's amazing, isn't it? I didn't know I could do that.
I would love to be able to
I figured it out this year. She took the chains off of me.
So you're unfettered.
Oh, good way to put it.
Libido is unfettered.
Yeah. And you know what? And now that you're in shape like that, I bet you really are pulling the broads, huh?
Well, you have lost a lot of weight, Santa.
Yeah.
You're looking good.
I can put it on, you know, when I need to for the big night.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
Right, yeah. Beard. In case a kid sees you and they want to kind of make sure they... You know, see the Santa that they see in the books
that's
and stuff, but you have got the svelte. You're more like a George Hamilton.
Yeah. I'm incognito,
and the beard's filling in really good too. I think the beard looks really, really good.
I colored it with that. What's that color for men or whatever the it is? Yeah, I saw that on TV.
Oh, the Grecian formula. Yeah,
Grecian. What year is this?
Well, I do remember that.
the Brill cream.
He's timeless. Yes. Yeah, the Brill cream. Well, Santa, I hope you've brought presents for us.
Oh, well, it's funny you ask. Hold on 1 minute. I've got. Look at this elf. Is she hot or what?
Oh, that's Lisa.
Oh,
you signed her up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, a long time ago, guys.
Oh,
remember the cheerleading days?
Yes.
Those were good days, weren't they?
So, yeah. Santa, what have you got in your bag here?
Well, I've got gifts.
For all of us?
For all of you.
Oh, wow. Well, guys, I guess that's what you do, huh?
You are my favorite boys that play music and perform in every... Well, we won't talk about those, will we, AD?
No, we won't.
You know?
Yeah.
I can overlook a few things, but AD...
There's not much...
But there's a few things that we need to discuss in the back room.
And there's not much we don't talk about here.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Well...
Do I want to know? Yeah, let's go. Let's start doling them out. They all look like they might be four records in a mystery Santa bag.
Well, that's not a basketball, I'm guessing.
No.
No, it's... Edie, this is for you.
Well, all right, then.
From Santa's heart.
Well, thank you, Santa Claus. Should I open this up now and see what's in it?
Oh, well, I don't know.
Yes, do it. Let's do it.
I'm feeling, sentimental tonight.
All right.
Oh! The new Monkees record.
Good times.
Yay!
All right. Excellent. Well, thank you. Whoops, shit. Thank you, Santa Claus.
I know. I did good,
didn't
I?
You did good. That's right up AD's alley.
Now, you know I love the Monkees. I was right on board from that very first TV show. I'm 6 years old? I'm digging the shit out of that. Like, I want to do that.
Yeah.
You know? I don't want to go to school anymore. I want to be a monkey.
Have you heard that record all the way through?
I have heard it, and it's a great Monkees record.
Let me tell you something, AD, and I'm ready. And Ricky, if you have a drum roll. I have a big announcement here. Do you? No. He didn't even lift a finger.
As everyone knows, my on my bucket list, of course, before I die, is going to be.
That's not a drum roll.
Is going to be.
Sounds like RF.
That's a malfunctioning piece of electronic gear.
Someone's cell phone is too close to a microphone.
Of course, my on my bucket list is to smoke a doob with Peter Tork, and I, I'm hoping that'll happen.
It's not too late.
All right.
Well, my announcement, AD, is that this is my record of the year for 2016 is the New Monkees record, Good Times.
Wow.
Yes. All right.
It was tough to decide because it certainly had some stiff competition, as Santa would understand about stiff competitions.
Oh,
obviously.
Couldn't have said it better.
Obviously, David Bowie's Black Star comes in. It was so close. It was a toss-up, really. But I just went with the more fun of the two records because Bowie's record, as brilliant as it is, it does kind of tug at my heartstrings. But this Monkees record gets an extra couple of points because I expected so little from it.
I was going to say,
it delivered in spades.
You didn't expect them to have anything left in them, you know, those old monkeys, those old apes.
Right.
Those damn dirty apes.
The whole thing comes about because of Rhino Records, who the executives over there said, you know what, this year, 2016, marks the 50th anniversary of the Monkees. And that's how the whole thing started for them. And so it's produced by Fountains of Wayne's guy, Adam Schlesinger. And also that guy did That Thing You Do, Tom Hanks movie.
Yeah.
He's also behind that. Yeah. And what makes this record great, AD, is the fact that they're doing what they did in the 60s. They've got top drawer songwriters from the day, which now it's today.
Yeah, they were using Boyce and Hart and Carole King was writing for them. Neil Diamond was writing for them
Those three names are songwriters on this album. Carole King, she is on side two. Mm-hmm. Neil Diamond also on side two.
Yep.
Boyce and Hart also on side two.
Yeah.
So they did that, but they also have Andy Partridge, who contributed the song You Bring the Summer.
Yeah, who, of course, Andy Partridge is, you know, I love the Dukes of the Stratosphere.
Yes. And Rivers Cuomo from Weezer.
Weezer. Now, you played, didn't you play his track on
here? Yes, I did spin this on the live show.
Yeah, You Bring the Summer, was it?
Yep. She Makes Me Laugh.
She Makes Me Laugh, yeah.
And Death Cab for Cuties guy, Ben Gibbard, contributes probably my favorite song on the record, which is Me and Magdalena, which is a breathtakingly, achingly beautiful song.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Oasis is Noel Gallagher and the Jams Paul Weller contribute Birth of an Accidental Hipster. And as you mentioned, there was some archival songs in here. There was one written by Boyce and Hart, Neil Diamond, Carole King. But there's songs written by Peter Tork.
Yeah,
there's songs
absolutely.
Written by Michael Nesmith and Mickey Dolenz. And track one is Harry Nilsson's composition.
Oh, yeah. Phenomenal.
And and Davy Jones is also on the record too.
Posthumously,
yeah. As is
That's cool
Harry
how they
Nilsson.
Did that too. They took old unused tracks from back in the 60s.
Yeah.
That they had demoed, so they actually had his vocal takes on there.
Yep.
And just reconstructed the songs from his vocal takes, which
and
I think
that's
is really
how,
freaking cool.
It's an interesting choice to put this song first, but the Harry Nilsson song is first. It's the title track, Good Times. And it's Harry's vocal and piano playing from back in 1968. Mm-hmm. And Mickey Dolenz jumps in. 2016, Mickey Dolenz sings a duet with him on it. So it's just a fun, fun record. And I just listen to it slack-jawed, and so therefore it takes the crown for me, which means nothing, but it's Ryan's favorite record of 2016.
It really is. It's a great record. And, and so thank you, Santa Claus.
Good job, Santa.
Yeah, wow.
So
should we play a track?
We should. Now, which track are you interested in?
Well, I like Me and Magdalena, but should we go something a little bit more up-tempo, a little bit more
yes, definitely.
Hey, we're the Monkees.
We should play that. I'm not familiar. I've only heard it once, so you're more familiar with this than I am. So should we go with the first track?
Well, you know what's interesting is
a little melancholy.
That's the Harry Nilsson one.
Yeah.
I would lean towards just to hear some kind of a psychedelia deal. The Noel Gallagher and Paul Weller composition of Birth of an Accidental Hipster, sung by Michael Nesmith.
Yeah.
It's pretty interesting.
Are they using a Moog simplifier?
They've got everything but the kitchen sink in it, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Why are we talking like Brits? Oh, with Davy Jones.
Because, yeah.
So, you know, that, or if you want to do...
No, let's go psychedelic. The psychedelic monkeys are always cool.
Yeah, and it's cool because Nez is there. Come on. Yeah. It's
Tapioca cool. Tundra, remember that tune?
Yes.
Oh, great psychedelic monkeys tune.
Yeah, so...
Badass.
All right, well...
Let's do it. So, side two, track four.
Yep, let's do
Birth
it.
Birth of an Accidental Hipster, the monkeys.
The monkeys. Hey.
Love that. New Monkeys, man.
Birth of an Accidental Hipster from the Good Times album, released May of 2016 on Rhino Records. That is...
And I got this album for Christmas.
Yay!
Thank you, Santa Claus.
That's not the first time you got a Monkeys album for Christmas, I bet.
No, it's not, my friend. You know what, though? Ironically enough, the first album I ever bought with my own money, was More the Monkeys.
The second album.
Yeah.
Nice. Good record. They're all great. All great.
My own money. Walked up there, put that on the counter like it's my fucking album.
So awesome. We have a good friend of ours, Steven Seaborg, and he's done the impossible, AD. He has created a spreadsheet that lists every song that we have played on the Shabby Road Record Show. And not only that, it's the episode, who played it, and he's got all of these stats, all these things that... since this is episode 113, so up to 110, we need to go in and update the last couple episodes. But
we're already falling behind.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. I know Liz did the first 50 or 60, and AD, you've done some, but obviously, you know, it's a lot of work, and we've had some listeners ask if we have a master list, and now thanks to Steven Seaborg, he actually has put it all together.
I mean, it is very thorough. I mean, he's got every category you can imagine. He's got song, album, artist, the year it was released, and in order of episode too. Episode one, all six, you know, or however many tracks we played that show, usually six. The episode airing date. Which one of us selected each track? I guess how many times we've played each artist?
Everything.
Yeah, I mean, it's
just
ridiculous.
Every possible nook and cranny.
How many times we've played a song from a particular album?
So throughout the episode tonight, I think what we should do is just kind of throw one category in. Most I have a few different things. I have at least four. And would you like to know the most played album? Let's start there.
It's got to be.
Which album has been played the most on the Shabby Road Record
it's
Show? One single album, not artist, but album.
Either Alice Cooper or Alex Harvey.
Neither one of those appear on this list. I'm pretty surprised at number one. But let's count them down from 5 to 1. You ready?
Yeah, girls.
Number 5, with 3 plays. Actually, I guess all of these have 3 plays from except for number 1. 3 plays, all of them. Electric Warrior by T-Rex.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Great record.
Yep.
Kryptonite by Neil Meriwether and the Space Rangers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Strong candidate for episode of the year. All right. And then, 3 plays for Mott. From Mott the Hoople, which actually got a side boobs as well
the Mott album by Mott the Hoople, just to clarify.
Yeah. Another one with 3 plays. Not surprising to me, but hilarious. No other podcast can claim Raunch and Roll is in the top.
Yeah. Well, that's right. And if I'm not mistaken, I believe there's some dirty tequila right now. I believe Liz brought a bottle of dirty tequila. I think we should have a shot of
Have a shot for
dirty tequila.
For Dirty Daughtry.
Oh, for God's
Raunch and Roll by Black Oak, Arkansas.
That's right.
As Liz reaches for the, my God, are you seriously getting that dirty tequila?
Oh, this stuff is a whittle. It'll make you sound like Bill's.
All right. Yes. Santa, are you having a good time?
I have a date tonight, so I can't have much of that stuff.
That shit is so
you gotta perform
awful.
Later.
I want to be in tip-top shape.
It's a cinnamon tequila, and it's just bloody awful.
You are really Santa, right?
My God.
I am incognito tonight, aren't I?
So Cindy just had a pull off of that. She's first time here at Shabby.
Oh, how horrible is that, right?
Oh,
you'll feel it in your belly in about 5, 4, 3, 2. Ouch. Oh, and there comes the bass. Yep, there's the bass. Yep.
Okay, Ricky, drum roll, please, for number 1. Most played album on the Shabby
Road.
So
those are all tied for second with 3 plays.
Yeah, basically, 3 plays. Number the 4 with 4 plays. The New York Dolls, self-titled debut album.
Hey, all right. You know why? Because it kicks ass.
That's right. All of those records kick ass.
But think about it. If you go down that list, okay, this is definitive Shabby Road. I mean, you're talking about the Dolls, right? Black Oak, Arkansas, Mott the Hoople, Neil fucking Meriwether, and T-Rex. I mean, that's come on, that's our wheelhouse, right?
Yeah, that surprised me. We did 3 off of Electric Warrior.
It's called Woodstock.
That's weird.
Why not?
Why not? Exactly. So we got most played artist year. Which is the best year? Which with the most plays from a certain year? And who is officially AD? Who has won the card draw at the top of the show? The black cards. Red,
Who
black
goes
and
first?
Red back behind Ricky's back.
I'm guessing me.
We got the official numbers.
Oh,
so we'll,
okay.
Well, let's move on to, I believe there's more presents to open. I'm a little kid at heart, so I want to see.
Ryan, some friends. I was talking about AD a little earlier that we're going to have a private conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not having a private one with you because you were very, very good this year.
Thank you.
He looks at
Thank
me.
You, Santa.
He looks You're that right family? At you. And he didn't pay me.
Wow, this feels heavy like it's a double album.
I told you, you've been a good boy today.
I guess so. Wow.
Europe.
Europe.
Thank you. It's Europe's greatest hits and beyond.
You got X-ray vision?
It's two mod albums. It's Europe's greatest hits.
Oh, Santa, you've done me good. I got Bebop Deluxe Sunburst Finish, which I don't have.
Oh!
And I got Bebop Deluxe Axe Victim.
Ooh. Oh, Axe
Oh,
Victim.
And my God, Stone the Crows. Oh.
Yep, okay.
Wow.
Yep.
The Stone the Crows album
Holy
and the Bebop
shit.
Deluxe, half their catalog.
Santa,
Santa, I could kiss you.
Too bad you're not a woman. But Love you all over you, big guy.
He said that with no hesitation whatsoever.
No.
Didn't flinch. Too bad you're not a woman.
Wow. No doubt.
Those Santa. Bells are ringing again.
Santa Claus. Wow. Stone the Crows. Now, that's, of course, Les Harvey.
Yes.
Alex Harvey's, the aforementioned Alex Harvey's deceased electrocuted brother.
Right. Yes. I don't know which one of these three to play. I mean, we haven't done Stone the Crows yet, have we?
Yeah, I played Stone the Crows.
Did you?
I forget which episode, but I played from that record.
I know that Dan Schinder, who was on an episode a couple months ago, played some Bebop Deluxe. So so perhaps we'll do some Stone the Crows. What
Go
do you
Stone
think, AD?
Crows.
Now, I don't know this record so much. Cause
it's a great record.
I just got it for Christmas.
Let me see it real quick. I'll tell you
Literally
which
minutes
I
ago.
I forgot which track I played. I played one from that. I think I played one from their second record, too, once, didn't I?
Mm-hmm.
If I'm not mistaken, oops.
Now this has Jimmy Dewar from the, who's the
bass player,
yeah, of Robin Trower's group.
Right.
Wow. And people think that Robin Trower sings, you know, on those early things, but it was Jimmy Dewar.
Long Mr. Day.
Yeah, so he sings.
Yeah, that thing we sing like.
So I want one that he sings, if that's all right. But then again, Maggie Bell.
Maggie Bell, right?
Man.
Do you want to hear a cover? Do you want to hear him do Fool on the Hill?
All right.
Who sings it? Maggie?
She does.
Yes.
Yeah, she sings, and she sings a piss out of it, too.
Sings the...
She sings it well.
Is there piss inside of it?
Well, not when she's done. So, yeah.
you know, I'm into a lot of kinky stuff, but that's pushing my limit there.
Explain it to me.
That's a good track.
I've been in hiding for 400 years. Come on.
Santa's just discovering all the new...
I just got a smartphone. This is great.
Did you get the iPhone or a Droid?
No, I'll go with a Droid.
You went with a Droid?
Well, that's what he calls his elves now.
Yeah.
Droids.
Yeah, so...
Oh, they're so hot.
I got a Droid,
They're all hot.
God, it's all female elves?
All female droids.
Oh, yeah, man.
Droids.
So I would assume you fired the head elf once he had an affair with your wife.
He took off. He's gonzoed. They're somewhere happy together. Good for them. Santa's really happy. Hello, girls. Santa's back. You thought I left, didn't you? No chance. Oh, what's your name again?
That's Liz. That's Liz.
You remember Liz?
That's Liz.
I think you made out with her last year, if I'm not mistaken.
Did I?
Well,
you
nice to see you again. This is going to be better than I thought. You guys are the greatest. Woo!
So great that you're back, Santa. So, look, Fool on the Hill?
She does a good job singing this one.
I'd love to hear it. Let's pop it on.
Yeah, let's do that. So it's, you want to put it on there, Liz? Because I can't get around there.
Yeah. We'd like to watch you walk
last
up
track,
there, Liz.
Side one.
Take it easy, Santa.
Sorry.
You know
really.
What, though? Your downtime's been good for you. You
seem a lot happier.
Yeah. I am a lot happier. How can I say it?
You were pretty upset last year, as I recall. Things weren't going well, but...
There were tears shed.
It was a little upsetting.
You guys helped me through it. That's why I'm back again, because I love you guys.
We love you too, Santa.
You too, Ricky. Way there in the back.
Santa.
Right?
Oh, I do. I love you guys.
Thank you.
hopeless down. But nobody wants to know him. They can see that he's just a fool. He never gives an answer, but the fool on the hill sees the sun going down, and the eyes in his head.
The British Janis Joplin.
Yeah.
Yes. Maggie Bell on vocals.
Stone the Crows.
Stone the motherfucking Crows, man.
Great record. That's their self-titled debut, right?
Yeah.
And
tremendous album.
Do we know what year? 70?
71? 70, I think. Look on the back of it. I think it's 70. Might even be...
Well, thank you, Santa.
No.
Thank you, Santa.
Oh, yes. You're so welcome. You are such a good boy.
Thank you.
You're a good
boy,
right?
Model
was
a good
more
boy like
him,
year.
A.D. Nah.
Oh, poor A.D. Come on now.
Nah, I'm just kidding. I'm with you more, aren't
I? Listen, you know we have a good time, Santa, you
and me,
right? I got
to create an image, don't I?
We fucking party.
Screw my image. Yeah. Come on. Kids aren't listening to this, right?
Nope, no
not
kids
anymore.
Listen to this.
Not anymore. Okay.
They're Easter Bunny fans now.
All right. Oh. Santa, do you have presents for other?
I've got one more. No, I've got plenty in here. The next one, though, to Mr. Ricky Serrano.
Ricky.
Come on up, Ricky. Come on over here, big guy.
I noticed you wrapped his in hot pink.
Well, so welcome.
Ricky just tossed his hair like he's the Breck girl.
Thanks.
Ricky goes, I don't know what the Breck girl is.
Before his time, yeah. Topical, Ryan. Yeah. Topical.
Thanks. Thanks.
Skynyrd Smokes.
Whoa! What does Skynyrd Smokes do?
No, that is the very first album.
The first one, pronounced Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Yes.
Oh, this is the first album.
Very first. Hard to find that fucker. Mm-hmm.
You don't see it around very often.
You do not.
Is the one that they did at Muscle Shoals?
I believe it was done at Muscle Shoals. No, I'm sorry, Studio One in Georgia, Doraville, Georgia. Came out in 1973, of course, on MCA. Should have signed a contract. Oh, working for the MCA. But, of course, this is their first record. This is the one with Ed King on it, and it's got all the big hits. It's got Tuesday's Gone. It's got Give Me Three Steps. It's got Simple Man. And it's got, of course,
Free Bird.
I'll tell you, my favorite song on the record is I Ain't the One.
I Ain't the One. Side one, track one, right? Yeah. Oops, dropped my lighter. Can you hand me that Santa Claus?
Hold on. Ooh, hi there.
Santa Claus.
Thank you, Cindy.
Santa Claus,
you be nice to our guests. You just met.
Boy, he was looking at Cindy as she bent over.
Cindy was gracious enough to pick me up my dropped lighter and say, what does Santa Claus do?
I thank her.
Well,
look at this wrapping paper.
We thank people differently sometimes, Santa Claus.
It's hot pink and
hot pink inside.
It's pink inside. That's right, Santa.
Pink inside.
Wow, okay.
Santa, you're a bad man. Yeah. But there's some cool, interesting shit. This was
I love this album.
This was produced by Al Kooper.
Who, yep. Robert Christgau said, one thing can be counted on about Al Kooper.
He hates him. He just hates his
He's going to continue to make shitty albums.
And he was wrong about this one.
He's talking about Al Kooper's solo albums,
right,
not this album.
And true. And Al Kooper was a great producer. There's a really cool, interesting fact about this album. Now, if you're looking at the album cover, Ryan, I think you're going to find this very interesting. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, the guys in the photo are all the band. And Ed King, you know, of course, he later was replaced. He's the portly one. In the overalls, I believe he's wearing bib overalls.
Is that why he was fired?
No. But here's the thing, okay? So it's the original lineup. It's their first album. It's their first album, and it included Bob Burns, of course, and Ed King. And Bob Burns, that was, you know, Bob Burns' last album. But the album cover photograph was taken on Main Street in Jonesboro, Georgia.
Okay.
Coincidentally, the photo of the band is only a few feet away from what would be the film scene where Burt Reynolds and Jerry Reed loaded the Coors beer onto the tractor trailer rig in the 1977 film
Smokey and the Bandit. Yes.
Yes.
Hell yeah,
dude. That's hallowed ground right there, man.
Move out of the way, Skinner.
Yeah, dude, we went, you know what?
See the Coors beer.
We think we're tough shit. We went to Woodstock.
We have to go here now.
We have to go there.
Okay.
That's on the rock and roll, we got to go there map.
Yes, it is.
Right? We have a big map that Ryan and I tour all over the place and together in the same band. I'm sorry for that, Ryan. It's just the way it works out. But we have a little thing of like places we need to go, historical rock and roll places. So if we ever go to Jonesboro, Georgia, or near there.
We're in Louis Prima's band. We're not making it to Jonesboro, Georgia. ain't no gig in there for us.
We ain't big on jazz there.
Excuse me, you're playing way too many chords.
They're going to hate.
You think you're smarter
hate
than us?
You in Jacksonville.
Why don't you and your commie friends get back on that big fancy bus of yours and get down the road?
You're a bunch of cocksucking Yankees, aren't you? So anyway,
those are the two promoters.
But this is, yeah. So you really don't want to ask them for more dough next time round.
We need an extra,
so to speak, yeah.
Extra $1,000 for the nickname.
Yeah. Okay. So this is Skinner Band when they were, this is their first record.
Are we doing I Ain't the One?
Yeah, Ricky.
It'll make you buy a Skinner record if you don't own one. You're like, okay, these guys are funky and cool. Yeah.
And so syncopate. You know, the thing is, man, you know, fucking, what's his name? Fucking drummer.
Artemus Pyle?
Artemus Pyle, for some.
But he's not on this.
No, this is Bob Burns' guy.
Yeah.
But he kind of.
How come he got shit canned?
I don't know. I don't know the story behind that.
It's enough out of you,
but it's funny
Burns.
How you really, it's seamless the way that when Artemis came in, it was kind of a seamless thing. They play in the same sort of syncopated, broken, almost little feet type.
Yeah.
You know, rather than Cajun, it's Southern. It's more country. You know what I mean? It's the same syncopated boom, da, ka, do, doom, ka, do, ka. But it's got a different, it's got a country flavor rather than a Cajun flavor.
Yeah,
that makes any sense to a musician out there. You know what I'm talking about.
I sure do.
It's the same kind of rhythm. But
Santa's been everywhere.
No, he has.
I didn't want to say that. I have.
He's got some girls down in Mississippi.
You guys don't know. I just got back. I was gone.
Oh, you were gone.
I just had a date.
Was gone.
I was in France. This is so funny you say that.
It's in a blink of an eye.
Oh, yeah. Wow. You didn't know I was gone?
Well, you have a piece of toilet paper on your shoe there, Santa. On your boot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's not toilet paper.
So he's not lying, obviously, then.
No. Yeah, that's French toilet paper. You want to see?
Yeah, that's proof.
It is.
Yeah. It's French.
La Pierre Derrière. It says right on it.
Oh, well done, Ryan.
Thank you.
1, 2, 3.
I think I want to get me one of those Lynyrd Skynyrd records, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. Woo. There now. Over here now.
That is a mighty Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Yeah.
Man, oh, man. From their very first album, pronounced Lynyrd Skynyrd, or whatever it says. 1973.
73.
That was 1973, Ryan.
You shut your commie mouth.
You. What do you know about
Well, Merry
that?
Christmas, Ricky. That's an awesome record.
Yeah, it is.
Everybody needs to own that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
Okay, now we have another another stat to read off from Steven Seaborg's great spreadsheet, which
oh
has
my God, yes.
Steven Seaborg's spreadsheet. Very a lot of alliteration going on there. What you got? Which one are you going to read off?
Well, a big thing with all of us is like the era, not only the style of music, but, you know, we have a big thing for like when it came from, not just where it came from, who did it, who produced it. All these categories when you're crate digging or enjoying a certain record has something to do with, is 1976 Angel as good as 1978 Angel, you know, so the mm-hmm. year, you know, where it was recorded, like when Kiss was recording in New York and then they went to L.A., vibe is different. So all these little factors matter.
Sure.
But the year, Ryan.
The year.
And I had a problem with the 80s. I'm getting over it.
Yeah.
Getting better with that. Yeah. Right?
You have been playing a lot of 80s
lately. I have been. It's like this sort of primal scream therapy thing I've been working on. Baby steps, my friend. Baby steps. But so what Steven has done is compiled the top 10 years of the songs that we've played on our show. So, in other words, like, you know, how many plays 1971 had. So the top 10 years. Drum roll, please, Ricky Serrano. Or a paddle boat sound or – yeah, okay. Yeah. All right.
Timpani roll.
With 24 plays, number 10 is 1971.
Boy, that's a great year.
Great. Absolutely it is. Number nine, with 29 plays, is 1979.
Interesting.
Right?
Yeah. We got
the beginning
you were,
and the
you were
end.
Out by there. You,
yeah.
You were out by there.
I was. And eighth place, number 31 plays, is 1970. Seventh, with 36 plays, is 1976.
That's a good year.
It is. Sixth place, with 39 plays, is 1977.
Ooh.
1977 was a pretty good year. Pretty damn good year, right?
Yes, it was a good year. I still have my Mercedes.
Yes, you do. Fifth place, the 39 plays tied, is 1975.
How is that not number one?
Right?
That surprises me. Okay.
Well, we're getting there. Again,
on,
another tie with 39 plays is 1972.
The year I was born.
Absolutely. In third place with 49 plays and 49 spins for 1978. I'm a little surprised about that.
Eight, pretty high, pretty
well,
high.
Well, disco had moved in, you know, Ryan. Mod had broken
Mod
up.
Mod had broken up.
Times had changed. Second place. Also my second favorite year for music ever. With 53 plays, 1973.
Oh, what a great year, 73.
And in first place, sitting at the top of the heap, with 63 plays, of course, 1974.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And it's 63.
Now, it's funny, the top 10 are all 1970s. 1970 through 1979. There aren't nary a 60 or an 80 in there.
No, there's not.
Not one.
Well, we've identified the Shabby
right.
Wheelhouse,
so
have we not?
So proud of us.
Yes.
Again, thank you, Steven Seaborg.
A wide
for
margin.
Such great.
Well, a wide margin.
That was one of my films, Ryan.
A wide margin.
A wide margin, yes.
I think it was a wide marge.
Yeah, well, a wide marge in.
Okay.
Those are two words, Ryan.
Okay.
Two words. I was wearing a B. Arthur stubble on that one.
All right, Santa, bail us out of this. Where'd you go? Where'd you go during that? Did you go to France again, or did you go somewhere else?
I don't know where I was, but it was really fun.
What'd you see?
He drank that purple stuff in Norway.
Two girls,
uh huh,
in lingerie,
uh huh,
looking at me with voluptuous lips. They've got grapes. They want me to come into a spa.
You were in Singapore, weren't you?
I was in a spa somewhere. I don't really care. I was in a spa somewhere with those two girls.
I like the grapes thing.
Is my hair still wet?
Oh, yeah.
It's frozen.
Okay. So, Santa, you have another present for us.
Oh, do I ever?
Who's this go to?
Oh. Yeah, well, what is your name, though? They were calling you something tonight.
Luscious Liz, our liquid mistress.
Liquid mistress. You know, and you went over and... Oh, yeah. I won't say anymore.
Before she opens her present, let's give up a round of applause for Liz and all of the contributions she's done this year.
Absolutely. Thank you. Our unsung hero.
Thank you for mixing the drinks, but also for engineering, doing the great job, and sharing stuff and just being a part of our little family here. We really appreciate that, Liz. Seriously.
Yeah.
Come on, Hal. I'm trying to be sentimental.
That's pretty
Why are you
sentimental?
Ruining Christmas? I knew he'd ruin Christmas.
That was from the heart. He meant that from...
Mr. Grinch.
Okay.
He's done his homework, hasn't he?
Yeah, he has. I like it. I like it. All right, Liz is opening up. Spin your mic over there so Liz can describe what's happening. Santa, while you go back to Singapore to finish out that whatever we were
shag.
Watching.
That's Singapore shag.
Here he comes.
Santa Claus.
I'm not your secret Santa.
Excuse me?
It's Ricky.
Santa Claus.
I'm your secret Santa.
It's Ricky, not me.
Oh. Got me the Pretty Reckless.
The Pretty Reckless.
Ooh. I know you like hard rock chick singer bands.
Yes.
Well, tell us about it, Ricky. What does it do?
It's like a hard rock chick singer band.
Get you horny.
And it's kind of like that. What's that band you like? Hailstorm?
Hailstorm.
Yeah, it's kind of like that. But I figured you had those, so I went this route.
Actually, Hailstorm doesn't have vinyl.
Yeah, they do.
Do they?
Uh-huh.
Ooh.
Hmm.
Now I know.
Thank you. That's all right. This is pretty damn nice.
I think you'll like it.
It's a double album set.
Is it?
Oh.
So we side one, track one kind of thing? What do you think, Ricky?
I like the song. I haven't heard the whole album, but the song "Oh My God," that's a good one.
Oh yeah!
All right,
it's like
Ermigerd.
Ermigerd. Sorry. Okay. Wow.
Her played first.
Let's just play the record, okay?
Okay.
We'll be right back.
Woo! Fuck me with something. Wow.
Ricky. Holy. Well done, Jeez. Sir. Santa, well done.
God, I'm good, aren't I?
I'm doing good. Tired, man. Wow, that's some heavy ass shit. Is the whole record that good?
Yeah.
Oh, for God's sake, I'm getting me one of those. How many records do they have out?
Three, and that's the newest one.
It's the Pretty Reckless.
Uh-huh.
And what's the name of this record? It's the Who are you selling?
Yeah, who are you?
Who
are you selling to?
Who are you selling to?
That's right.
Ebonics, Ryan.
Okay. Moving
hip up,
on.
Hip up, bruv. Bruv.
Bruv.
With a V, right?
So,
it's bruv now, right? Is that the
I have another stat that we can read, AD.
Yeah. We should probably do that.
Yes. Let's get you out of here. First of all, a couple quick little things. First appearance of Liz Morgan, who just had her present opened on the air. Sounds a lot dirtier than what it is. What is Liz's first appearance? What episode was it?
I would say.
Which one? Do you remember?
14.
Episode number 14, Dick Wagner.
Ah, was it?
Yeah. First time Liz was here.
Wow.
Because remember, she had that story.
Yeah.
She was here with Dick. Or not with him. Okay.
She still is.
Easy, Santa. Okay. First appearance of HAL 5000. Anybody remember?
No.
Later than that, right?
Episode 20. The episode is called Today is Only Yesterday's Tomorrow. What's the longest show we ever did?
Huh?
Everybody knows this.
It's got to be 2 hours and what, 10?
Yeah, and who was the guest?
Well, it had to have been Dan Schindler.
No, Otto.
Otto.
That's right, it was Otto.
He never shuts up. As Steven Seabert put in his notes, he was busy telling you the records he's not going to play.
Right.
Which was so funny.
It was nice to see somebody waffling more than me.
Yes,
in here,
yeah. Otto was great.
I was so digging.
We should have him back because he really was
he's
hilarious.
Fantastic.
But, whoo-wee. And that was edited down. I had 2 hours and 40 to whittle it down to. You two get to going.
Oh, me and Otto?
Yes.
Oh,
Jesus.
Jesus, yeah.
So, the shortest episode number 15, going to blow your tater, just clocked in at a paltry hour and 20 minutes.
Wow.
Nothing to say on that one, huh?
No.
Nope.
Not much of a tater.
No comment.
Well, the written initial goal, remember, AD, was to make these podcasts 1 hour long.
An hour. That never happened.
No.
Ever.
Okay, so who picked we always do the cards and to decide to see who goes
who gets the first spin.
First, who's the one to unsheath a record from the mystery box first? And let's count them up. There's four, actually. Mikey Bones went first once.
Yeah, he did.
Dan Schindler is in third place with two times he's been on here. And Dan is the only person that's been on the show 3 times. Mikey's been on the show 2x.
Mm-hmm.
Number 2 is me.
Yeah.
At 48. And AD, you have dwarfed me at 55 times you've gone first. 55
have you,
to 48.
Pertner have you. Yep.
Your favorite song.
Huh?
55.
Yeah. I have arrived at 55!
Okay, easy.
Sorry.
All right, so now we've got some presents to open here. So just from some friends of ours, AD, if you want to tell us what this is and if you want to open it.
Well, this is sent in from a friend of the show, Michelle Probasco, and it's wrapped very nicely. It's not in beer stickers or, labels or anything like that, so I'm kind of just want to keep it like it is. No, it's heavy, and it's not an album.
No.
It says, Merry Christmas to the SRRS gang. Love you. Love your show. Michelle, P.S. Fuck you guys. It doesn't say that. It doesn't say that at all.
Why do you always ruin Christmas?
I do. I just ruin everything. It's a book of sorts. It is a... Oh, Mick Rock Exposed.
Oh, the Mick Rock book.
Yes,
oh, that's awesome.
The rock and roll, the Mick Rock, the rock and roll photographer. I just opened it randomly and got a little bit of Joan Jett and Susie Sue.
Wow.
Wow. Holy shit.
Are you taking that into the Masturbatorium?
Not yet until I find the Suzy Quattro. Oh, yep. Now I am. Courtney, well, Courtney Love sprawled out on something.
Keep turning.
It's, you know what it is? It's like her and her mud pie vagina.
mud pie vagina.
Oh, look who that is. Ian fucking Hunter right there.
Ian Hunter. All right.
Yeah. And the BG guy. Is that a BG guy?
He's a giblet. He looks like a giblet.
Yeah, he's not happy with Ian Hunter. Look at him. Look at the way these pictures. It's a great book. Check it out. Thank you, Michelle.
Oh, and the full name of that book is, again,
it's,
what?
Mick Rock Exposed.
Very cool. Thank you, Michelle.
Yes,
wow, that's awesome. So one of the other things we got from Karen Waters, one of our longtime listeners. Thank you, Karen,
so much. From New Jersey.
She sent us the staging of the Kiss Love Gun.
Action figures.
The action figures and stuff.
The stage portion of
it.
And
then also seeing that we have...
Well, it's the autographed picture of three of the guys, not Eric Singer. That doesn't matter. He owes me money. And also the 35th anniversary tour program.
Yeah, a live 35 tour.
Yeah, so that's freaking cool. Thank you, Karen Waters. She sent us so much cool Kiss stuff. The signed T-shirt out in the lobby there, or it's not the lobby, it's the hash den. but you know what I'm saying, out in the front room.
Yeah.
And sent us some nice things. And then thank you for
that. When we saw her on the road, she gave us a bunch of really cool Kiss stuff, too. So thank you, Karen Waters.
And brought us food, too.
And food.
Which is great on our own.
Thank you. We love you, Karen Waters.
Yeah, we do.
Thank you very
Absolutely.
Much for that.
Miss you.
All right, AD, you've got a record to play.
Well, I do. I do. And Santa, listen, here's the deal with that. Hey, Ringo, cut with the music.
Ricky's got a cigarette dangling from his
mouth. You know, Santa Claus, you do a lot of giving. You do a lot of giving in a lot of ways, in a lot of, disgusting ways, but in a lot of nice ways as well. And you've come here bearing gifts and, yes, you've bared gifts and other things.
If you can only see my tongue.
Bearing gifts is fine. Bearing other things is not acceptable, except here. But so I have a song I'd like to play. You know, we're musicians. You know, it's kind of when the three wise men brought to the baby Jesus on that sacred day, the frankincense and the myrrh and the gold, and they had gifts for the baby Christ, right?
Right, I'm with you.
But remember, the drummer showed up. He goes, well, I can play a drum solo. That's all I got. So we're kind of in the same boat. So we're going to do the pa-rum-pa-pum-pum thing, and we're going to play you a song, and I think, Santa, you're going to appreciate this. It's a song called Sexy Santa.
This is right up
my
your alley.
My new motto, huh?
You betcha.
This is right up your alley, Santa.
This is from a band.
Thank you, boys.
Which was one of 80s films as well.
Yes, it was. Yes. And I frosted the nether regions as well. The carpet matched the drapes, if you know what I mean, and that frosty. It was a different time. So in 2009, Steel Panther, the hair metal spoof band, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Put out this on Universal Records, and it basically talks about your exploits. Now, listen, maybe you can comment after.
Dude, you and I, we're
together.
I'm
telling you, right? We're going to have that talk again, aren't we?
It's between you and me, though.
I know.
Because when we get the back, we'll be like, oh, is that great or what? That was great!
Well, I guess...
All right, give me a shot.
Now, this is... Listen... Now, you know Steel Panther, and they're a cock rock extraordinaire, right? I mean, to its utmost degree, to the point of exaggeration.
Yeah.
Yet they're singing about you. Now, first of all, they're so not afraid of their sexuality that they're calling you, these men are calling you sexy. That's how hot you are, Santa. And I want to hear, not only get into that, but they get into your exploits. And I want to hear straight from the horse's mouth, or from the reindeer's mouth, if you will. Is this true or not? I mean, is this what you do in your time off?
That's nothing. That's nothing. So just accept that's what I've done, okay? We're all good, right?
It barely scratches the surface.
We're not going to go any farther than that, correct, boys?
It's been a crazy year. That's right, Santa.
That's what I'm talking about.
So I found this record called And They Killed Christmas, and it's subtitled The Official Holiday Album for the Demented, dejected and depressed. And let me just read from the liner notes here. It says, don't worry, this album's all you'll need is the gift that keeps on giving, so there's no more need for you to give. Simply play this album, and if you don't feel lost, angry, and unsettled, we'll simply refund your money. We're completely confident that this musical experience will suck the last ounce of happiness out of you. It's time we take over this commercially manufactured holiday, driving us into debt, depression, and alcoholism. There would be no And They Killed Christmas album without the half-hearted performances and the subpar writing contained within this special package. So we're going to play some Steel Panther for you, Sexy Santa, because you know what? You've given enough. It's time for us to give back in song, my friend. Pa-rum-pa-pum-pum.
I'm ready. Give it to me.
Yeah. So who wants to put this on, Ryan?
I will put this on this?
It's going to be side one, track five, Sexy Santa by Steel Panther.
Did that really hit home for you, or?
I don't think I made a mess. Oh my God, exhilarating.
And he's looking at his Santa pants.
Oh my God, that was great. So what did they actually say in that song?
Okay, so Well, Santa, here's the deal. I mean, are you aware of the song? Have you ever heard it before? Did you know it existed?
I know those guys.
Oh.
Oh, they know you.
Me. Where do you think they got their inspiration, dude?
So they know you like we know you. Okay.
Well, there's and there is some naughty and there's some nice in there. Yeah. Absolutely. So let's run down the lyrics, Santa. And listen, this song reads like a supermarket tabloid. So you know how that goes. Like,
I like them.
The Brangelina thing. It's all, some of it's hearsay, but you know what? We're friends, right?
There's absolutely just us. There's nobody else involved in this,
there's
right?
There's just us here, just us. Right?
We're not going outside our circle here tonight.
So we're going to go down. We're going to keep it in the bubble, my friend.
Be careful.
Keep it in
you're
the bubble.
You're treading on some.
The fam. La Cosa Nostra, right? Cosa Nostra, right?
Okay.
Cosa Nostra, right?
All right.
Okay, so
I'm in.
Let's go down the lyrics and there's some. They say some good things. Starts right off. It says, ho, ho, ho. Santa's getting ripped and he's lost some weight. Now, we talked about that when you walked in, correct?
How do I look? Girls, can I get a okay?
Okay.
Okay.
He's on a low-carb diet.
Girls, I need some more. I need some more girls. One more time, please.
Okay. It says he's got a sack full of rubbers.
Yeah, I do.
And you better believe. Okay, good. That's a check.
Well, come on. I'm single.
And it says,
hello.
Well,
we're going to be safe out there.
Okay, then.
Yes.
Yeah, the ladies will be screaming Christmas Eve.
Most of the time.
Okay, he's got a bitchin' sled and some rock hard abs.
Oh God!
See,
yeah.
they love you, man.
They know me.
You know you've slimmed down. You have slimmed
he
down.
He knows you've been naughty. Been naughty because he's keeping tabs.
Okay, I'm good with that.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. He lets me do what I want.
Now here's the thing. It says here in the back of his sleigh, he's got some ho ho hos.
Oh yeah, there's three of them.
You do okay. Right.
There's three of them.
And their
what
names,
are their names go everywhere I go.
Ho ho and ho.
Well, there's ho one, ho two, ho three, if you want to get technical. But no, it's three hoes.
Well, it says, though, it gets they're licking eggnog dripping from your fire hose.
Oh, my God.
Every last drop. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Did I say that?
Santa.
Santa,
take
you
it
know,
easy.
Santa's been drinking again thanks to these guys. I love these guys. I just want to say thank you for having Santa.
Thank you, Santa.
Because, you know, I'm a busy son of a you know what.
You got a lot of stress.
Crap.
A lot of stress.
Okay, so
you got a tough couple roads to hoe,
so to speak. Yes.
Yeah. Damn it! Hear that thing again?
Now, if we look up in the sky,
fishing
balls
bowl.
Are jingling.
If we look up in the sky, are we going to see seven reindeer? Because according to Steel Panther, you traded Prancer for an exotic dancer.
Yeah, you. I mean, I can't believe you're bringing this up. I mean, come on, that's pretty low, guys.
You know the
truth. Come on, let's go outside. We'll look at who the freak's out there, okay? You're right, okay? That's what you're going to see. That's between us, all right? You said that.
Yep.
Okay. We had a difference of opinion.
It wasn't us. You know? It was Steel Panther, really. I mean, we're just reciting their lyrics.
Okay, now look, I could get graphic, but I'm not going to. This is a kid's show. So
this is a kid's show. Now it's a kid's show.
Now you tell me that?
I'm going to ask you, Santa. I'm just going to keep this. We can. This will be cryptic, but those of you who are... your favorite toe, camel or missile?
Camel.
Okay, true. Okay, good.
Thank you.
Did you hear that, girls? Camel.
Yep. Okay, so...
take it easy. Take it easy, Santa.
What happens to Santa when he comes here? It's not my fault.
I know.
You guys bring it out of me.
It's a shabby road. It is. It's this room.
That's really why I like this so doggone much to come here, because I'm so horny. I got to go, guys.
Well, that might play into the next one.
I'm going to cry. I'm so excited.
Okay. Go on.
Okay.
I'm going to ask you one more question because this gets a little political and a
super.
Bit. This is where we go full tabloid. It says, naked on his reindeer, pounding some booze, making love to Christians and renegade Jews. So,
well, Jesus. You know, it could happen.
Santa.
It could happen. I got a book coming out. And I really can't disclose that part because it's in that book.
Okay.
So I'm going to make a lot more money on that.
You got Santa tell all?
Thanks for your candor.
It's coming. Hello.
You're a very honest holiday icon. We
Thank
appreciate
you,
that.
Santa.
You're
going to want to
buy
much.
That, bitch.
We love you so much, Santa. I can't thank you enough for coming here every year like this. It really does warm the cockles of my heart.
You said cockles.
Yeah.
I love these guys. God, they're right with me.
Oh,
I'm going to conquer that frontier. Let's do this.
And I do have another stat.
Oh, you do? You do. Yes. Oh, yeah. Probably one of the most important ones.
Most played artist.
Ah,
thank you, Steven
one.
Seaborg. The Steven Seaborg spreadsheet. The triple S. And I just
it's
got
pronounced.
I got 10 of them. The top 10, but a few sixes, a few sevens, a few eights.
So ties.
So there's a bunch of ties. So I'm still recovering from you, Santa. I'm sorry.
All the women.
Hi, the most horny man I've ever met.
Really. Really is.
It's unbridled horny.
Yeah. And they thought rabbit's bread. Easter Bunny's got nothing on him.
I know. Well, it's been pent up for 400 years.
400 years. Let me reiterate. What would you be like?
Now, in no contact whatsoever with Mrs. Claus at all? Nothing?
Nothing.
Wow.
I'm a happy man.
Now, you kicked her out of the North Pole? Who?
No, she left. She left.
She left with the elf, head elf.
I think they're in some like beach thing in Bahamas or something.
Oh, they went the other way.
I think. Yeah, remember, she hated the cold.
It's kind of shitty for her, you know.
She's happy. I'm happy.
That's
I'm really happy.
Okay, all right.
That's all we got to say.
So number 10 on our list here is the New York Dolls.
Most played artists. Right.
Most played artists on the Shabby Road Record Show. New York Dolls, number 10. Number 9, T-Rex. No surprises here.
Familiar faces.
We saw them on the most played albums. Now, coming in at number 8 is the Blue Oyster Cult.
I was thinking they got to be in there.
Yeah. It's been a while since we had the
Blue Oyster Cult.
Yeah, it's been a while. Sorry. Number 7. The Scorpio!
Oh, yeah! Fine,
Eric.
Boy!
Eric!
Hey, play me a solo or something.
Someone.
Oh.
Excuse, please.
I love your little horse.
Someone informed the Scorpions that they're number 7 on the list.
Stop tapping your foot. Your wooden shoe makes so much noise.
Hey, fun boys.
No.
Do you know that you're number 7?
I sure am.
No.
You're glad you noticed.
Take it easy. Okay. Next one.
Tell Santa to calm down.
Slade, number 6.
Slade.
Hell yeah, Slade. Everybody needs to own a Slade record or 10.
Yeah.
Number 5, Mott the Hoople.
Boom, chicka boom, motherfucker.
Yes. Number 4, the sensational Alex Harvey Band at 10 plays.
Fuck yeah.
10 friggin' songs.
Boys and girls.
Okay, top 3. Here we go. Top 3.
I'm a cat person.
Where are the guesses? Where are the guesses? Come on.
Well, geez, I would say, can't be Silverhead. It's got to be Alice Cooper. It's got to be Kiss, and it's got to be
Bowie. Hollywood Stars.
Not Bowie. Stars, maybe just Stars. Stars.
Number 3, David Bowie.
Oh, yes.
My wife cries
over
Bowie.
Bush fist bump with Liz. Wow.
Bowie records make
have
me
we
cry.
Played that much Bowie?
Yeah.
Yes.
Good for us.
Yes. Number 2 is Alice Cooper.
Yeah, I knew he was missing from the list.
And number 1, no surprise here, to all of our Kiss fans out there, it is our kabuki-faced New Yorkers.
All right!
Kiss, number
Yay.
1. 12 times they've been played on the show.
Oh, and there'll be more of that. Wow.
Yes,
how
we
about
haven't
that?
We haven't got through all the albums yet.
Oh,
there's
God,
a bunch
no.
of records we haven't even played yet. Rock and Roll Over has not made an appearance on the show yet.
Get the fuck. Nobody's played I Want You.
Unmasked has not made it on
well,
the show.
Well, I can see why that.
Animalize?
No.
Did we play something from Animalize?
No, I don't know. What do I know about that?
Plenty of Kiss material.
Me and Kiss had so broke up by then.
I know.
Let's go save Christmas to the Kiss Copter.
Yay! Hal, I love you, Hal. Merry Christmas,
yes.
Hal. Well done, sir.
You know what? As hateful as he is, he does his job.
He does.
He does his homework.
You know, he's such a dick.
Hang on, Santa. We're coming.
God damn it. There's no one still listening to this podcast, is there?
No, I think
it's just us at this point.
Oh, what a hollow existence we live in.
Probably start wrapping it up and go around the room and thank everyone for hanging out. Is there anything we missed?
Probably.
Probably.
Of course there is.
Probably.
Yes.
All right. Well, anyway, we're going to press on with the ending of the show. And let's thank Ricky Serrano for hanging out here tonight.
Yeah, fantastic. Woo! The vivacious Ricky Serrano.
He loves himself.
I really, really like me.
Another great year of producing this show, Ricky.
Thank you.
Ricky, thank you very much.
Yes.
Despite my micromanaging and my perfectionism, coming from over here, I appreciate it, man. You do a great job and takes a lot of the work out of what I have to do when I leave here, which is take out a few ums and a few jags that we do that mean nothing. To keep the show
everything
under
we do
2 hours
means nothing, Ryan.
It's a lot of work to keep this show under 2 hours each week, and it's Ricky and I doing that together. So thank you, Ricky, and he's brought
You're
with
welcome.
Him how 5,000. So rude, so rude. But lots of great drops all this year. Thank you, Hal, for being the asshole that you are.
You're a big, fat, curly-headed fuck.
How dare you? Thank you for recognizing that I still have hair. Over there next to the, next to those two is Lisa.
Yes, bravo.
Jumping out of planes, a prideful keyboard player.
She plays keyboards for Gloria fucking Trevi.
I know. Latina superstar. Look. Oh, Cindy just perked up. Was like, really?
Yeah, superstar. Superstar.
Oh, do we have
Gloria?
To tell?
You know,
we have a
Trevi?
Story for Cindy when we get off the air.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Probably got a lot of them.
And Crash Daddy's here as well. Wearing a Crash Street Kids Chemical Dog shirt.
And thanks to John Wisby over in jolly old Bristol, England for playing the Crash Street Kids and kind of giving us a couple of spins and a good chat up on his sort of best of the last 10 years show.
The Sunday Rock Show on BCFM over in Bristol, England, playing our old band. That's Ricky and me and AD and Deuce.
And the Deuce.
Our old band. And Crash Daddy was our publicist for all those years. And little Lisa was a cheerleader for us the whole time. And
Santa liked that one.
Who is on the Astro?
Santa, showed up.
Santa is turned on.
Oh, he's lit up like, Christmas.
She stood up and bowed. And now Santa's ready to go again.
Yeah.
Love clap.
Listen, if you sit up, bend over, stand up, do anything or any sort of motion around.
You're presenting.
Santa Claus, yes.
He likes to give out presents.
He takes
and he
it
likes
as
some
a
people
hey,
present
hey,
to
you.
Him.
Yeah. So. Well,
okay.
I'm speechless.
Who's on the Esser Van?
Well, of course it's our luscious Liz Morgan, our liquid mistress here, and mixing up some festive drinks. You know what? Can I have one more of those concoctions before we leave? Because I think they are fantastical. And I said tastical. And of course, we have first timers here at the Shab. Dave and Cindy are over here and contributing most heartily to the show and the atmosphere and the vibe here. And at the pathetically shabby Christmas that we are ready to just abandon immediately, right? We're jumping ship, aren't we, soon?
Well, let's say one more thank you to Santa Claus. I'm a little kid, and this is so nostalgic for me to actually be in your presence. I mean, I've always wanted to see you. I remember staying up as long as I could in hopes that you would come down the chimney and see. But now here you are at Shabby Road. It really is a true honor. Thank you, Santa. Yeah,
thanks for having me, boys. You're bringing the tear to me. Just a little tear. I really appreciate everybody having me out tonight. You know, it's been a long year, and I'm getting ready for a big Christmas for you guys.
Thank you.
I love you all. I'm off. Who knows where I'm going, huh? I think Costa Rica is where I think I'm going. Yeah. So we all in.
Woo! Bye-bye, Santa.
See you later.
Bye, Santa.
Wow.
There he goes.
Happy Crimble, wow. Betty Grable.
Holy, that was amazing.
What an exit.
Wow.
Not since Elvis.
Wow, what an amazing exit.
My God.
Sparks was flying. Did you see that?
Do you see the goosebumps? Do you see the hair
Dude,
on my arms?
That's freaking Willie Santa, man. I'm telling
that's
you.
It's a real guy. Well, see, he's got to listen
I know
to
the people
music.
Listening don't believe that that's real. Dude.
Nobody
I'm
leaves the room
you.
And music plays after they leave. This
no
is,
kidding.
Yeah, wow. What are the odds of that?
Well,
wow.
AD, it's abundantly clear that this Christmas party is winding down, and I see Santa had pissed himself and was making awkward advances at Liz. But the good news is that my personal Christmas wish has indeed come true.
Yes.
I get to get the hell out of Shabby Road. And on my way out, I bid a fond adieu and a Merry Christmas to one of my best friends on the planet, AD Adams.
Oh, you big lug. You big lug. Well, thanks, Ryan. Merry Christmas to you, my friend. And you know, Christmas has always been my favorite holiday. Until now. This show has ruined Christmas for me forever. But you know what? That's okay, you know, because it was an awful lot of fun here. And speaking of fun, as I look through the smoke and the odorous haze here at the Old Shab, I can see the smiling, festive, drunken face of my pal and co-host. No. That's Ryan McKay. Yeah, I thought it was somebody else. As he strokes his Yule log in the most festive of fashions. Ryan, it's always a treat. I love you, man.
Indeed.
This is good fun. Good fun here.
Indeed. And we thank you guys very much for hanging out with us here. And we'll see you in 2017. But look forward to more new, cool content coming your way. Next week, we got some Who Did It Betters, and we got some other guesting stuff, too.
It's good crap. We got more shit coming your way. Like monkeys flinging poo. Here's your show. You know? Right?
That's a pity.
A portion of the Shabby Road Record Show is fearlessly brought to you by those crazy bastards at nameonanything.com. Use the promo code SHABBY at checkout and save 10% on your order. Nameonanything.com.
You know, I can be sexy and really sensual, or I can be really rough and tie your ass up. What do you want? Not talking to you guys.
You are really super, right?
Wow. Ring dingy ding.
This is one of the best nights I've had in years, guys, by the way. Thank you.